world. We've been comforted and strengthened in our hour of grief and weakness by your love, your messages, your visitations, and above all, your testimonies of what my mother meant to each of you. From the afternoon of April the 2nd, when we had to share, even our hearts were heavy that we had lost the woman the world knew as Winnie Nomzamo, Madikizela Mandela, but who I simply called Mom. We have been shielded from our own pain by your love for her. To those of you who took time to come to my mom's house to pay your respects, to bring us your condolences, thank you. We have been touched by your humanity. May you do for others what you have done for us. I stand here this morning
to both mourn my mother and also, like you, to celebrate her life, because hers is one of the most unique stories in recent history. She dared to take on one of the most powerful and evil regimes of the past century, and she triumphed. For those who have not had the time or the courage to go beyond the quick headlines or rushed profiles, I urge you to search the archives so that you may fully appreciate who my mother really was and why her life story matters so much. One of the most important measures of how someone's life has been lived is the extent to which they have touched others. By this measure, my mother's life was a remarkable one. For those of us who've been close to her, we have always appreciated just how much she meant to the world. But even we were unprepared for the scale of the outpouring of love and personal testimonies from so many. From the rising generation, which is too young to have been around when my mother took on the apartheid state, to those who hail from the African diaspora, we have been reminded of how she touched so many in ways that are so deeply personal. As a family, we have watched in awe as young women stood up and took a stand of deep solidarity with my mother. I know that she will be very proud of each one of you and grateful for your acts of personal courage, for joining hands in the I Am Winnie movement, wearing your dukes and bravely mounting a narrative that counters the one that had become, to our profound dismay, my mother's public story over the last 25 years of her life. Like her, you show that we can be beautiful, powerful, and revolutionary, even as we challenge the lies that have been peddled for so long. As the world, and particularly the media, which is so directly complicit in the smear campaign against my mother, took notice of your acts of resistance, so too did this narrative begin to change. The world saw that a young generation, unafraid of the power of the establishment, was ready to challenge its lies. Lies that had become part of my mother's life. And this was also when we saw so many who sat on the truth come out one by one to say that they had known all along that these things had been said about my mother were not true. And as each of them disavowed these lies, I had to ask myself, why had they sat on the truth and waited till my mother's death to tell it? It is so disappointing to see how they withheld their words during my mother's lifetime, knowing very well what they would have meant to her. Only they know why they chose to share the truth with the world after after she departed. I think their actions are actions of extreme cruelty. Because they robbed my mother of her rightful legacy during her lifetime. It is little comfort to us that they have come out now. I was particularly angered by the former police commissioner George Fivers for cruelly only coming out with the truth after my mother's death.
She treasured the family.
She was not prepared to choose between the two. She believed it was a calling to defend and protect both from the constant assaults by the apartheid state. 5 years ago, we lost my father, and the world descended on South Africa to show its love for him. I truly believe that it is worth repeating that long before it was fashionable to call for Nelson Mandela's release from Robben Island, it was my mother who kept his memory alive. She kept my father's memory in the people's hearts. For those who have wondered, let me assure you that even at the height of her activism, my mother always found a way to let my sister and I know that we were the most special people in her life. When we could not be with her, she wrote letters to us. When we were with her, she did not even have anything to say. Her love for us was written on her face. But because she has such a big heart, my mother could also love the community where she lived, no matter where that was. So that when she was banished to Brandfort, she immersed herself in the affairs of this little community and improved the lives of the people, who in turn received her with so much love. In closing, let me say that when you read popular history about the liberation struggle as it stands currently, you can be forgiven for thinking that it was a man's struggle and a man's triumph. Nothing could be further from the truth. My mother is one of the many women who rose against patriarchy, prejudice, and the might of a nuclear-armed state to bring about the peace and democracy we enjoy today. Every generation is gifted with one or two people who shine as brightly as the brightest stars. My sister and I are doubly lucky in that we got to call Winnie Nomzamo Madikizela our mother and Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela our father. Unlike many of those who imagined a contested legacy between my father and my mother, we do not have the luxury of such a choice. The two of them are our parents, and all we ask, no matter how tempting it may be to compare and contrast them, just know that sometimes it is enough to contemplate two historical figures and accept that they complemented each other far more than any popular narrative might suggest. I am deeply grateful to have known and cherished this woman that I call my mother. It is difficult to accept that she is no longer with us, because she was always so strong. I'm comforted by your presence and your palpable love for this woman we came to know as Nomzamo Winifred Madikizela Mandela. As she said in her lifetime, I am the product of the masses of my country and the product of my enemy.